Thank you for calling.
Hello, Samantha there, please.
Yes, who's this?
This is Thomas Smith calling.
I'm sorry, who?
Thomas Smith, who is this?
I can barely hear you. I'm not sure if it's your phone or mine.
Well, it could be mine. Let me look here real quick.
Okay. Can you maybe change your location so I can hear you better?
Is that any better?
Yes, a little bit better. Yes, go ahead, sir.
I'm looking for Samantha, please.
Samantha here.
Are you Samantha?
Yes.
Hi, this is Thomas Smith calling. You called me yesterday.
Oh, it's Thomas Frey?
Yes, that's an IPA. It's Thomas Smith.
Right. How are you?
I'm quite well, thanks. Did you get my email?
No, I did not check yet. Did you send me something?
I did indeed. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me just really quickly check what I have here. And Thomas, okay. Okay, Thomas, what's going on? I see that you were saying that nobody is reaching out to you, I believe. Steve did not reach out to you, and that's
Well,
why
I don't know
you're.
about I don't know who Steve is, but your other person whose name I just escaped me, Rhodes, who's your other guy? John Rhodes? Who's your other guy?
Don Rhodes, you were working with Don Rhodes,
Don.
I believe.
Yeah, well, I tried working with Don Rhodes and we got nowhere. So
And what happened?
well, he was entirely unresponsive, sent me nothing, and finally I said, "Well, I need something by this week, and I need something by tomorrow, and I need something by today." And he responded, "Not at all, unsatisfactorily, nothing." He sent me in 2 months. He sent me 2 pages, and I finally said, "Well, your website says if I'm not satisfied, I'd like my money back." And so he said, "You can't have it. I'm going to send you some stuff." And I went, it's been 2 months. And you sent me 2 pages. I'd really like you to send me something by tomorrow, or let's quit. And nothing came. And I went, "So fine, I just refund my money." And he ultimately said that I said, "And can I give a review to somebody?" And he said, "If you give me a bad review, I'll make sure that you get nothing back."
And who did you speak with? I mean, was that Don or was that Steve?
It's Don. I don't know who Steve is. This is all Don. I finally
Okay.
gave up on Don. I went, "Don, I'd like a refund, something." He says, "I might give you something back, I might not." And then he stopped writing. So I gave up. I figured that was a lost $2,000. I'm so surprised you called, because that was it was really frustrating several months. He was
Understand. I
useless,
hear
so.
you.
Thought I fell over when you called.
I truly apologize for whatever you've been through, Thomas, and I wasn't aware that so much of it was going on. And when last did you have this conversation with Don?
Oh, this went on, I think, probably November. See, I
November.
sent you links to, I sent a number of the emails, links to the emails and the emails that he sent me and that I sent him. And hopefully, if you see the one I, if my email from yesterday arrives, you'll see what's attached.
The last correspondence that I see from your end is on the 5th of Feb. You sent in the book cover design PDF, and then Steve told you that he has received the book cover details and he will be speaking to you over the phone. And that is when you dropped another message today stating that you tried calling and he should return your call. And then I see Steve's message stating that he tried to call you back, but he didn't receive any response. So he was asking for your availability.
Let me give me a moment to see if I can track back through this. This has been some time. Forgive me for taking a moment, but I'll bet I can find this not too long. There's your name. And well, here's your nice note. Thank you for your time today. And then what have I done? Let's see here. Oh, my goodness. Forgive me, this may take a moment more. R-H-O. Yes, I'll search by his name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this one says, Dr. Smith, you're more than entitled to post a review anywhere you wish. Trustpilot does provide an opportunity to business against whom a negative review has been posted to explain aside. We will present a strong argument that we delivered as much as we could within the limited scope that you had allowed us, which is not true. Let's see, we delivered different iterations, not true. And anyway, my team and I will deliver what I have promised. I also wish to inform you that if you post a negative review, my company will be averse to process your refund. Even if it did, it would still charge at least 60% of what you paid in lieu of what we did.
Okay, Thomas, I'm trying to understand the issue, and I still don't understand what the problem is. I believe Steve is in communication with you. You haven't received
I don't know who Steve
so
is.
Far?
Forgive me, I don't know who Steve is.
But you've been talking to Steve.
I've been talking to Don, or was talking to Don.
No. I'm talking about the email correspondence. That's all with Steve. He's your primary project manager. Ever since you had a breakout with Don, we reassigned your project to Steve. And everything
Steve Wilson.
Seems to be going, yes, Steve Wilson. And everything seems to be going well with him. What happened?
Well, let's see here. Okay, there's my note from Monday.
Yeah, check your message for today. And Steve has also responded you back on that.
Oh, today. Okay, let me look. Steve. Oh, forgive me. I'm so perplexed. Can you send me another copy of Steve's email? I'm deluged in emails, and I don't quite honestly see it. Could you select me? Yes, already.
Are you on the portal? Are you logged in to Creative Design Agency?
I am not.
Okay, that's maybe partially the reason why you cannot find the correspondence, because all of your correspondence is on Teamwork, the portal that we are using. Okay, let me help you.
Uh-huh.
Yes, let me
yes,
help
please,
you.
Yes, please, because out. I did. To be perfectly honest, I did not know there was a portal.
Exactly. So I'm sending you an invitation from Creative Design Agency. You should receive it now. Please refresh your email and check in your inbox if you got anything from Creative Design Agency.
Okay. Let's see here. I can certainly refresh that. I have an ad from the Washington Post. Let's see here.
It should be from Creative Design Agency.
Right. So I should give it a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Right this moment, the last thing I have is from the Washington Post at 2:34.
No. I just sent it now, so
right.
It should take a while, I believe, 2 or 3 minutes probably, no longer than that. If you refresh your email, it should come through.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess I could look at spam.
Did you get it?
Not yet.
Okay.
I should give it a moment more, I guess. I think you have identified the disconnect in that you're sending things to a place that I wasn't looking.
But you have responded a couple of times on the portal. I'm not sure how you did that. You probably just returned back the email. You responded back to Steve's emails, and that's how it got posted on the portal too. So I
that must be it. That must be it.
Yeah.
You must be right. Let me. Nothing yet.
Okay. Which email address are you looking at?
Well, I receive, which email are you sending it to?
Is that your Gmail account that you're looking at?
I'm not. But it should forward to my Yahoo Mail account.
I'm actually sending you the invitation on freytom8688@gmail.com. So you have to open the inbox of that particular email.
Okay. Uh-huh. So tell me the address again, please.
It is freytom8688@gmail.com. That's the email address that I'm sending you invitation on.
Yes. Can you spell the first part?
Yes. It's your email, I believe. It's F as in Frank, E, R as in Romeo, E as in Echo, Y as in Yankee, T
Frey as in... You good?
Yeah.
F-R-E-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Tom, that is T as in Tango, O as in Oscar, M as in Mary.
Yeah.
8688@gmail.com. That's the email address
I'm
using to communicate.
I do not recognize that email address.
You don't have this email address?
No, ma'am.
Okay, but you've been sending us information from that particular email address.
But is it me? It says, I'm afraid I'm being confused with someone else. I'm so very sorry. FreeTom8688 is not my email address.
That isn't your email address, you're saying?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Did you get one from me that went to...
Okay, then can you give me your correct email address, then maybe I can update it?
Sure. That would be marvelous. Mm-hmm. So I just sent you an email, and I sent it to you at samantha.hayes@penguinbookwriters.com.
Okay, let me pull that.
And I sent it from smithtf@swbell.net.
Is that from Smith?
Thomas F. Smith, tf@swbell.net.
Okay, let me check. Can you send me an email now? Unfortunately, I feel like I did not receive anything from you. Can you send me an email now?
Of course.
Okay.
I most certainly can. Compose. Okay. S-A-M, is your name, samantha.hayes@penguinbookwriters.com.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Here. Send. Did I just send?
Okay, let me refresh my system here. And it should come through any time now. Okay, Thomas, I haven't received anything.
So I just sent it to samantha.hayes@penguinbookwriters.com.
It's the writers with an S at the end, right?
Forgive me?
I'm saying it's writers, Penguin Book Writers with an S at the end, right?
Yes, writers.com.
Okay.
It left here at 2:59.
This is weird. I got nothing.
No.
And I should have gotten something by now.
Yes, right.
Refresh it one more time.
samantha.hayes.
Let me try sending you an email. Give me your email address, please.
Of course. SmithTF. S-M-I-T-H-T-F. She is in Thomas Evans and Frank.
S-M-I-T-H-T-F.
T-H-T-F, yes. Sam Michael Indigo Tango Hulu Tom Frank at swbell.net.
S as in Sierra, W as in Biscay.
Right. Boy Elephant Lulu. B E L L Bell.
S-W-D-U-L-L.
The B is in boy.
No. Okay, S-W.
Sandwich to boy. Yeah. Boy elephant.
Bell. SWBell.net.
Yes.
Okay, so it is S as in Sierra, M as in Mary, I as in Indigo, T as in Tango, H as in Harry, that's Smith. TF, that's Tango Frank, at SW, that is S as in Sierra, W as in Whiskey, Bell, B as in Ball, E as in Echo, L as in Lima, L as in Lima, .net. Is that the email address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's send you a test email and see if you get it. Because I haven't received anything from your end. If you don't get my email too, that means there's something wrong with your email address, okay? You will have to have that checked. Hilarious.
Now, I wrote down, you are at penguinbookwriters.com.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Because I got the Mailer Demon thing that says no MX record for domain equal penguinbookwriters.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have sent you the email.
I believe you.
Okay, I am refreshing my account so the email goes to you. Let's see. Okay, it went through. Did you get anything?
Not yet.
Did you check your spam box?
Oh, wait, test. Well, look at this. Hello there. Please confirm if you got my email. Reply. Yes.
Okay, can
look
you reply back to this? So you got my email, but I still haven't received yours. Can you reply back to this email?
I just said yes. And hit reply.
Okay. Send it through. Okay, Tom, I got your email. So this is the email address that you would like us to use, correct?
Yes, please.
What about this other email address that we have on file with us, which is hilltopdad-home@yahoo.com? Should we change that?
That will also work. That is an alias that gets to the same place.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Okay, then, Tom, let me just go ahead and have a discussion with Steve, see what's going on your project, and I shall get back to you, okay?
But do you see, again, I don't see any mail that I've gotten from Steve.
Right. Well, Steve is the one who should be talking to you, so I will have to have a discussion with Dawn first and see what's going on with things, and then I shall just get back to you with any progress that we've made so far. I believe we were going to turn a new page. I spoke to you like 2 days ago, correct?
Yes, Monday.
Yes. So we decided that we are going to turn a new page, and I told you that I'll be reassigning your project to a new project manager apart from Dawn, so that's going to be Steve, okay? Now let me see what we have
right.
in file from your end. If there is any requirement from your end that is pending, I will get back to you, or most probably I'll have Steve give you a call.
Right. So okay. Let me see what I have that I tried to send to you that apparently did not come through. And you take a look. I've not seen anything from Steve, and it must be because you went to the portal that I have never accessed.
Mm-hmm.
But
that
again, I've never gotten an email from Steve Wilson that I see.
Yes, he hasn't sent you any email yet because you and I, we were supposed to have a conversation and then he was supposed to get in touch with you. So I wanted to clarify everything with you in terms of the project before I send it over to him. That's the reason why you haven't heard back.
Good. So what I need, if we're going to pursue this, is that as far as I'm concerned, I asked Don Rhodes for a refund because I felt that he was not providing satisfactory service.
That's understandable.
And
that's the reason why we decided to change your team altogether.
Okay, well, he never replied to that.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped writing. And he stopped writing some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I have published the book.
Mm-hmm.
I went with another agency who has published a book that is available on Amazon.
Oh, you have already published the book?
I have.
Okay.
It took them 6 weeks instead of whatever it was, months.
Okay. All right. So what are you anticipating now? A refund?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm going to try and have this discussion with my management and see what they say. Because as per them and as per the records, they're saying that you have not gotten back to us. So I have to get into the detailed correspondence of you and Don if you're claiming that you were reaching out to him and he wasn't responding to you. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
All right, then let me look into that. I'm going to try my best to get you maximum refund possible on your case, okay?
Thank you. And I will say I have other books that I want to publish. But Don was very friendly. He just didn't get anything done.
Well,
so anyway,
Tom, if there's an issue with the refund, then maybe we can replace the book with a different book that you would like to get out, okay? And you won't be dealing with Don, you'll be dealing with Steve. He's a new guy, he's really nice, he will cooperate with you, he will walk you through the process step by step, okay?
Yeah, let's see what the company would do for a refund, and then...
Mm-hmm.
Let's
try to work on
says,
the refund first, if just in case, worst case scenario, because, see, I don't want you to lose out on anything, all right, because it's not fair to you. regardless of whatever the case is, whatever the scenario is. You know, companies have certain protocols. Now, I'm talking as a random person. I'm not talking as a company's representative, okay? This is between you and me personally, I'm saying. But companies have these protocols of non-active customers. If the customers are haven't gotten back to us in a very long time, if a customer is changing their mind just because they decided to go another route or they already had their book published on their own, any reason whatsoever, they actually do not provide a full refund in those kind of scenarios. So just in case, worst case scenario, if they tell me that they're going to take you on a partial refund, then I will let you know the amount. If you agree to that, then we will proceed with the refund. If it's a loss for you, then we will pursue another project, okay? We'll do another book for you in the same amount.
Right. I'll send you. I have a series of emails. I don't know how best to do this. Maybe I'll take some screenshots and send them to you so that you'll have these. Let me do my probably screenshots, send them to you, and you'll have those to see what you wish to do with. But I appreciate your time very much.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Tom. If you have anything that you would like the team or me to look over, just send me those screenshots, email them to me, okay?
I will do that.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you again very much.
Thank you so much for your time, all right? You take good care of yourself.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.